Jessica's voice had enough of an edge to show that she did not wish to waste time on ceremony. You have come a long way. What is the urgency this time? Isbar seemed to wrestle with his message as if it were a living thing, and Jessica sensed the depth of his dread. The members of the Honor Guard remained silent as statues. Out with it, man, Gurney ordered. The priest blurted, Muad'Dib is dead, my lady. Your son has gone to Shai-Hulud. Jessica felt as though she had been struck with a cudgel. Gurney groaned.
Oh, no. No. Not Paul.
Isbar continued, anxious to purge himself of his words.
Forsaking his rule, the holy Muad'Dib walked out into the desert and vanished into the sands.
It took all of Jessica's Bene Gesserit training to erect a thick wall around herself, to give herself time to think. The shutdown of her emotions was automatic, ingrained. She forced herself not to cry out, kept her voice quiet and steady.
Tell me everything, priest.
The Kizara's words stung like sand pellets blown by a harsh wind.
You know of the recent plot by traitors among his own Fedaiken. Even though blinded by a stone burner, the blessed Muad'Dib viewed the world with divine eyes, not the artificial Tliluxu ones that he purchased for his injured soldiers.
Yes, Jessica knew all of that. Because of her son's dangerous decisions and backlash from the jihad, he'd always faced the very real threat of assassination.
But Paul survived the plot that blinded him. Was there another one?
An extension of the same conspiracy, great lady.
A guild steersman was implicated, as well as the Reverend Mother Gaius Helen Mohayam.
He added as an afterthought, by order of the Imperial Regent Aaliyah, both have now been executed, along with Corba the Panegyrist, architect of the Cabal against your son.
Too many facts clamored at her at once. Mohayam, executed.
That news shook her to the core. Jessica's relationship with the old Reverend Mother had been tumultuous, love and hate cycling like the tides.
Aaliyah, regent now? Not Irulan?
Of course it was appropriate. But if Aaliyah was the ruler...
What of Chaney, my son's beloved? What of Princess Irulan, his wife? Irulan has been imprisoned in Erekin until her involvement in the plot can be measured. Regent Aaliyah would not allow her to be executed with the others, but it is known that Irulan associated with the traitors.
The priest swallowed hard.
As for Chaney, she did not survive the birth of the twins. Twins?
Jessica shot to her feet.
I have grandchildren. A boy and a girl. Paul's children are healthy and...
Her calm facade slipped dangerously.
You did not think to inform me of this immediately.
She struggled to organize her thoughts.
Tell me all that I need to know, without delay.
The Kizara fumbled with his story.
You know of the Gola who was a gift to Muad'Dib from the Tliluxu and the Guild? He turned out to be a weapon, an assassination tool created from the slain body of a faithful Atreides retainer.
Jessica had heard of the Gola grown from Duncan Idaho's dead cells, but had always assumed him to be some sort of exotic performer or jongleur mimic.
Haight had the appearance and mannerisms of Duncan Idaho, but not the memories,
the priest continued.
Though programmed to kill Muad'Dib, his true personality surfaced and defeated the alter ego, and through that crisis he became the true Duncan Idaho again. Now he aids the Imperial Regent Aaliyah.
At first, the idea amazed her.
Duncan, truly alive and aware again.
Then her focus returned to the most pressing question.
Enough distractions, Isbar. I need more details about what happened to my son. The priest kept his head bowed, which muffled his voice. They say that through prescience, Muad'Dib knew the tragedies that would befall him, but could do nothing to prevent what he called his terrible purpose. That knowledge destroyed him. Some say that at the end he was truly blind, without any future sight, and he could no longer bear the grief. The Kizara paused, then spoke with greater confidence. But I believe, as do many others, that Muad'Dib knew it was his time, that he felt the call of Shai-Hulud. His spirit is still out there on the sands, forever intertwined with the desert.
Gurney wrestled with his sorrow and anger, clenching and unclenching his fists.
And you all just let him walk off into the dunes, blind? That's what blind Fremen are compelled to do, Gurney, Jessica said.
Isbar straightened.
One does not let Muad'Dib do a thing, Gurney Halleck. He knows the will of God. It is not for us to understand what he chooses to do.
Gurney would not let the matter drop so easily.
And were searches made? Did you attempt to find him? Was his body recovered? Many thopters flew over the desert, and many searchers probed the sands.
Alas, Muad'Dib has vanished. Isbar bowed reverently. Gurney's eyes were shining as he turned to Jessica.
Given his skills in the desert, my lady, he might have survived. Paul could have found a way. Not if he didn't want to survive.
She shook her head, then looked sharply at the priest.
What of Stilgar? What is his part in this?
Stilgar's loyalty is beyond question. The Bene Gesserit witch, Korba, and the steersman died by his hand. He remains on Dune as liaison to the Fremen.
Jessica tried to imagine the uproar that would occur across the Imperium.
And when did all this happen? When was Paul last seen?
27 days ago, Isbar said.
Gurney roared in astonishment.
Almost a month? By the infinite hells, what took you so long to get here?
The priest backed away from the man's anger, bumping into members of the entourage.
We needed to make the proper arrangements and gather a party of appropriate importance. It was necessary to obtain a sufficiently impressive guild ship to bring this terrible news.
Jessica felt pummeled by blow after blow.
27 days. And she hadn't known, hadn't guessed. How had she not sensed the loss of her son?
There is one more thing, my lady, and we are all disturbed by it, Isbar added. Bronso of Ix continues to spread lies and heresy. He was captured once while Muad'Dib was alive, but he escaped from his death cell. Now the news of your son's death has emboldened him. His blasphemous writings demean the sacred memory of the Messiah. He distributes treatises and manifestos, seeking to strip Muad'Dib of his greatness.
We must stop him, my lady. As the mother of the Holy Emperor, you—
Jessica cut him off.
My son is dead, Isbar. Bronso has been producing his tracts for 7 years, and you haven't been able to stop him. So his complaints are hardly news.
I have no time for trivial conversation.
She rose abruptly.
This audience is at an end.